Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here. And welcome back to Future Anxiety Fighter. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing some mythical ideal of perfection? Like, your life's a never-ending to-do list where everything needs to be flawless. You're not alone. In today's world, we're bombarded with images and messages that paint this picture of perfect lives, perfect bodies, perfect homes, perfect careers, you name it. It's enough to make anyone feel a little, well, anxious. But what if I told you there's a way to ditch the pressure and actually enjoy the journey? That's right, we're diving into the world of perfectionism today and learning how to set realistic goals that won't leave us feeling burnt out or overwhelmed. Now, before you say, Jessica, I love being a high achiever. Hear me out. It's not about giving up on your dreams, it's about finding balance. Because let's be real, striving for perfection can actually sabotage our progress and happiness. Think about it. When we set impossible standards, we often end up feeling disappointed, frustrated, or even paralyzed by fear of failure. Not exactly a recipe for success, right? So, what's the solution? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the perfectionism and start setting goals that actually work for you. First, recognize your own unique strengths and limitations. We all have different talents and abilities. Instead of comparing yourself to others, focus on what you do well and build upon those strengths. Remember, nobody's perfect, and that's perfectly okay. Embrace your quirks and celebrate your individuality. You are enough just as you are. Next, break down big goals into smaller, more manageable steps. Ever felt like a mountain was standing between you and success? Trust me, I've been there. Instead of getting overwhelmed by the enormity of it all, break that mountain down into smaller, bite-sized peaks. You'll feel a sense of accomplishment with each step you take, and those small wins will fuel your motivation to keep going. Third, practice self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who's struggling. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs along the way. Fourth, celebrate your successes, big and small. We tend to focus on what we haven't achieved yet, but it's crucial to recognize and appreciate our accomplishments. When you celebrate your wins, no matter how small they may seem, you boost your confidence and motivation to keep striving for more. And finally, don't be afraid to ask for help. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Reach out to friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist if you need support. Sharing your goals and challenges with others can provide valuable insights, encouragement, and accountability. Now, let me tell you about Sarah, a friend who I think embodies these principles perfectly. She's an amazing artist who used to get so bogged down by the pressure to create perfect artwork. She'd spend hours agonizing over every detail, often ending up frustrated and feeling like she wasn't making any progress. But then she started to shift her mindset. She began focusing on enjoying the creative process rather than obsessing over the outcome. She broke down big projects into smaller steps, celebrated each milestone, and most importantly, she learned to be kind to herself when things didn't go exactly as planned. As a result, Sarah's art has blossomed. She's not only more confident in her abilities but also genuinely happier with her work. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to ditch the perfectionism and embrace the power of realistic goals. Remember, progress over perfection is the key. Celebrate your wins, learn from your setbacks, and most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Today's episode is all about taking control of your mindset and setting yourself up for success. Remember, you are capable of achieving amazing things, but it starts with believing in yourself and setting realistic goals that feel good to achieve. Want to share your own experiences or ask questions? Head over to our social media pages and join the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Future Anxiety Fighter, where we tackle those anxieties head on, one step at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.